So to start, we'll come to a sitting posture. It can be on the edge of a bed, on the chair, on a cushion. It doesn't matter. It's just somewhere where you can sit and be generally undisturbed for the next 10 minutes. And as you sit, I'm inviting you to have a sense of what it's like to sit. What contact is made with the surfaces at which you're touching, the floor, the seat. And as you start to notice those, maybe becoming aware of other points of contact, the clothes around the body. And here you may notice areas where the clothes are a little bit tighter and a bit more noticeable, and then where they're a little bit looser and less noticeable. So we can start to discern different degrees of contact, maybe even starting to become aware of the air against the skin, or differences in temperature, places where it's slightly warmer, slightly cooler. And having invited the attention in now, just taking a few moments to check that your posture is how you'd like it to be, with a firm base, maybe having a sense of that connection with the floor, connection with what you're sitting on, and feeling into this sense of the firm foundation to your posture, which also can act as a firm foundation to your practice. And then gently bringing your attention to the upper part of the body. Maybe having a sense of a gentle uplift, the strength of the spine holding you up. And if it's available to you, maybe even sitting away from the back of the chair, if that's what you're sitting on. So just gently checking down through the body, checking there are no areas of unnecessary tension. And allowing yourself to settle. You may find it helpful to take in a deep breath or two. And if that's available for you, just filling the lungs and expanding the belly, filling the body with air, and then slowly letting it out. And maybe doing that again. And if that's not available to you, then maybe having a sense of settling into your posture, almost like you're settling into a comfortable armchair. Okay. So having settled into our posture now, we're going to invite the attention to an anchor in the body. Now, you may find that your attention's naturally drawn somewhere, and if this is the case, then this could be your anchor for this practice. For many people, this is the breath. It can be the breath in the belly, or the chest, or the throat, or the nostrils. And if that's a helpful place for you, I'm inviting you to just pay attention to the breath coming in and the breath going out. Noticing the in-breath, noticing the out-breath, how the body moves, how the breath changes as you breathe in and breathe out. So we're not changing it, we're not making it any different, we're just noticing the breath as it comes in and goes out. And if your anchor is somewhere else in the body, maybe the hands or the backside in contact with the chair or the feet, so a point of contact like that. I'm going to invite you to bring curiosity to the differing types of contact, the different degrees of pressure. So, for example, in the hands, there may be tingling and fizzing and pulsing. One might be cooler than the other. So, bringing that friendly curiosity to whatever you're noticing, whether it's in the breath or some other part of the body. Now you may notice, as you settle the attention here, as you're focusing on the breath or your hands or your feet or wherever it is in the body, that the attention's wandering off. And this is absolutely fine. It's just doing what it's designed to do, which is scan around, look out for danger. And when you notice that it's wandered off, just make a little note of it and then gently bring it back. Back to this breath, back to these hands. So as best you can, just keeping the attention settled at this anchor. Cultivating a sense of easeful attention. Gentle awareness. And you may find that your attention is still bouncing around all over the place, pinging from thought to feeling to sensations to remembering. And there are things we can do to help it to settle a little bit more. So for example, if you're focusing on the breath, you can say, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And the same with the contact. So as well as noticing all the differing types of contact, you can notice the edge of the contact. Finding that edge, contact, contact, no contact, contact, no contact, so that you're tracing around the edge. And just keep tracing around the edge of that contact. And when you lose your way, just start again. So as best you can, settling the attention, not worrying when it wanders off, gently bringing it back each time. And as we settle on the anchor, as best you can, allowing a sense of ease, maybe an openness, as we slowly settle on our anchor. And now I'm just going to invite you to slowly and very gradually expand your awareness around the anchor. So we've still got an awareness in the background of the anchor, but around it we are creating a sense of space. Until you come to the edges of the body, or maybe even just beyond the edges of the body, having a sense of the clothes, the air perhaps. And then into this space, we can start to notice other sensations. All the tingles and prickles and pulsings that continue in every moment in the body. And for the last few seconds of this practice, I invite you to, as best you can, sit in the midst of this, noticing everything that's going on around you, holding it gently, and with an open-hearted curiosity. You might like to sit like this for a few more minutes, and that's absolutely fine. But if you want to bring your practice to a close now, gently bringing some movement back to the limbs, to the fingers and the toes, and opening the eyes if you had them closed, and then listening to what the body would like to do before you go off into the next moments of your day.